For KBIN in Columbia, I'm Levi Moltoman. Missouri is temporarily relaxing requirements to become a certified substitute teacher. KBIA's Fernando Naro reports the measure is being set up in anticipation of a teacher shortage resulting from COVID-19.
Substitute teachers used to need 60 college credit hours to get certified. Now, they can get certified by only completing 20 hours of online training under temporary rules. Frontline Education, an educational software company, will provide the online training, which focuses on professionalism, ethics, and classroom management. Paul Katnick is the assistant commissioner at the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. He says the change is necessary due to the pandemic.
And that was confirmed with some data. Some school districts told us they called their list of people who are on their substitute teacher list, and half or more said they weren't planning on substituting this year.
But the new temporary rules were not well received by everyone. The Missouri National Education Association, one of the largest teachers' union in the state, criticized the rule changes, saying that if school districts are having a hard time hiring substitutes, it's because teachers feel in-person instruction is unsafe. For KVIA News, I'm Fernando Narro.
A sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a Missouri woman after a traffic stop will not be charged in her death. A special prosecutor who investigated the June 13th shooting of Hannah Pfizer of Sedalia said Monday the Pettis County deputy had reasonable belief he was in danger. But prosecutor Steven Sokolov also wrote it appeared the shooting might have been avoidable. The deputy told investigators Pfizer claimed to have a gun and threatened to shoot before the officer fired. No gun was found in the car. The remains of a Missouri soldier who died nearly 70 years ago in the Korean War will be buried Thursday at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery in St. Louis County. The burial plan for Jerome V. Hummel of St. Louis was announced by the Army on Monday. Hummel was a corporal who was reported missing in action on November 30, 1950, near the Chosin Reservoir in North Korea after his unit was attacked by enemy forces. He was 23. Remains turned over by North Korea in July of 2018 were tested, including DNA analysis, and proved to be those of Hummel. The City of Columbia and MU are now implementing stricter rules about student conduct. The Columbia Missourian reports that as the number of student cases of COVID-19 have swelled, MU has begun issuing citations to students violating city and campus orders, such as gathering in groups greater than 20 people or not wearing masks. As of Friday, Boone County has reported 3,730 positive cases. Of that, 48% have been among people ages 18 to 22. MU has reported 1,194 positive cases since August 19th, about the same time students began returning to Columbia. Students and city officials worry there's not much more that can be done to slow the increase without wider testing and people altering their behavior. I'm Levi Moltoman, KBIA News, Columbia.